This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, we'll listen to a Halloween-ready Small Studio Signal Boost exclusive performance from the Indianapolis dark techno duo Concrete Hitter. And we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist, featuring some classic creepy tracks from Sir Deja Dug's album Love Coffin, a cover from that album by Radar Gold, an eerie track from Bloomington's Norman Oak, and more. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Concrete Hitter is two musicians, Andy Laszlo, who also plays in the band Angel Maker and runs the local label Jingle House Recordings, and Jacob Gardner, who's fronted several acts over the years, including Cries, Ra McCartney, and his recent solo act MK2. And Charlene and I actually both used to play with Jacob and Ra McCartney, and I believe that's how we met.
We did. That was fun. That's a fun band.
It was fun. There are two drummers, two bass players. It was crazy. So Concrete Hitter came into the station recently and brought a ton of synthesizers and drum machines and also a full PA because they said they had to play loud to get into the groove. And oh my goodness, they weren't kidding. It was so loud, but I'm glad they did because it was awesome and intense and also perfectly eerie. So it's great for the Halloween season. They sat down to chat with me afterwards, so I'll play part of their performance underneath our conversation. Andy and Jacob, thanks for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
This might be a really difficult first question. How would you describe the music of Concrete Hitter?
I mean, I would say like maybe just techno is kind of the base, but kind of incorporate different kind of styles into it as well.
I'd say like abstract experimental like techno. Mm-hmm. Like violent techno.
I was gonna say there's an edge of like metal or hardcore in it too. Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah, I think that comes from not playing in hardcore bands anymore. Or band.
Yeah. So speaking of band, you, Jacob, have played in a lot of bands over the years. We have actually played in bands together. Mm-hmm. Pons, Ra McCartney, and Andy, you're an Angel Maker.
Yeah.
What has drawn you to making this all-electronic techno kind of music that you used to do solo, Jacob, and now you're doing it with Andy, but what do you think was the transition there?
For me, I think it was coming out of MK2, and I really wanted... The things I wanted to do with MK2, I realized I couldn't do... single-handedly.
And MK2 was your last act.
Yeah. And that just kind of transitioned into what this is now. It was getting progressively more... It got more abstract, and then I kind of settled back into, like, more four-on-the-four grooves. Mm-hmm. And, then I just kind of went back into abstract with that intact, so...
You used to play more guitar and bass, too, but now it's all synths and drum machines. What was that... What drew you to the electronics?
I think the sounds you can get out of them are a little bit more interesting to me than the... I was getting tired of the things I was doing with the guitar. Mm-hmm. It just like sounded the same as anything I'd ever done or was hearing at the time. So
yeah.
And there wasn't, at least to my knowledge, a lot of... Like, when I first started messing around with them, there wasn't a lot of people doing a lot of synthesizer-based mm-hmm. projects. Maybe they'd have like a microcorg on stage or something
right.
to fill out some sound, but... Not like predominantly electronic.
No, yeah, that makes sense. Andy, you play music aside from synthesizers as well?
Yeah. I play guitar in Angel Maker. It was kind of my main instrument for a while. Did bass in other bands as well, mostly punk bands. But I've always kind of had synth-based music on the side, kind of complementary to guitar stuff, so... Wasn't really much of a transition so much as it's just kind of like a different avenue for kind of exploring different kinds of timbres and sounds and things like that.
So a while ago, like you mentioned, Jacob, you wouldn't find a lot of synthesizer music out there, especially locally.
Well, specifically locally.
Yeah, but I feel like it's kind of booming right now. There's a lot of ambient noise music happening. A lot of people are ditching pop formats or traditional like song structures. Do you think there's any driving factor behind that? You're kind of in on that scene.
I've thought about this before, and I think, you know, I think that it was always going on. I just wasn't maybe aware of it. I think that's intrinsically true. There's always been a strong techno scene here that I wasn't privy to, playing rock and roll and doing that sort of thing. But it seems like all those scenes are kind of coalescing together. And I think Mark and Landon moving back from California and putting on more abstract and like experimental shows at State Street kind of brought all those people together in a weird way. I think that's the thing that I've, that's when I started noticing it a little bit more at least. So shout out Mark and Landon.
Yeah.
For,
big
for
shout out.
Bringing the heat.
I've had Landon on the show before. I'd love to get Mark.
Lovely guy.
You're a visual artist as well. You do a lot of music-related art, like show flyers and things like that. Do you think that your visual art and music are connected? Are they one and the same? Do you see them as different things, or is one an extension of the other?
Yes. Sometimes when I'm thinking of like starting a new project, I'll come up with the name and make like an album art for it, and then, you know, try to go with that, or
like so before you even write music for
yeah or vice versa, you know. It sometimes it works both ways, but yeah, I think, and the style too is very indicative of what I like. I think I sound like almost sometimes, you know, sometimes I do have, I'm commissioned to do more standard looking things, I guess, which is fine, but yeah, if I'm allowed free rein, it feels like my brain.
Both played for us live in the studio today. So what's the track called?
Tentatively, we were calling it The Bit. For now.
So it's kind of hard to even call it a song, I guess, but there are lyrics and there's a structure to it. How do you write a piece like this?
Almost not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly just kind of, a lot of it is done on the spot, too. I mean, it's kind of different. Generally, the structure is the same as when we played at Black Circle, but it can kind of go in different directions depending on the push and pull.
I'm playing off of him a lot when we're feeding into things or letting things ride or doing whatever. But we did initially structure it like 4, 8, 16, 12, you know, 3, 7, you know, and then it just did not hit right. And I think in that moment we were like, okay, we can't go into this like trying to structure this, because it makes it feel like stagnant, doesn't move the same, doesn't feel the same, doesn't feel,
yeah, the dynamics are kind of off when you have to put the song on paper.
So Andy, in addition to being in this group and Angel Maker, you have a label, Jingle House?
Yeah, Jingle House Records.
And you've put out Gumi, who we played on this show before. What are you working on with the label right now?
Just kind of feeling it out. It's most of the releases I'm kind of personally involved with in some way. It's usually friends, projects, or my own music. So it's just kind of at my own pace, more or less, but kind of getting the itch to put something out again soon, so
maybe a concrete hitter.
Yeah, maybe a I feel like that's suitable, but it's a kind of diverse catalog, you know, mostly electronic music of different flavors, things like that.
Cool. Where can people keep up with that label or listen to the music?
That's just on my Instagram. It's Jingle House Records. spelled J-I-N-G-L-H-A-U-S. Yeah, and most of the music's just on Bandcamp at the moment.
Thanks, Andy and Jacob from the group Concrete Hitter for chatting with me in the studio. Let's listen to more of their small studio Signal Boost exclusive performance now. Thanks, Concrete Hitter, for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear some Halloween-themed songs from our local music playlist. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from Hometown Heroes, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. They have a brand new spooky season track called Wolfman Can't Come, and a very cool video to go with the song that's on YouTube. Let's listen into this surf-inspired Halloween single from the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band and Wolfman Can't Come on Small Studio Signal Boost.
A party, gonna scream, gonna shriek. Invite the ghosts and goblins, invite the witches too. The graveyard will be jumping, but I'm warning you that Wolfman can't come. No werewolves allowed. The Wolfman can't come. I hate the way he
That was the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band with Wolfman Can't Come. The video for this single is perfect for your Halloween celebration. Check it out on the socials, and it's also up at YouTube. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. So Adam and Charlene, what's happening in the spooky season of Indiana music?
Well, Sir Deja Doug's album Love Coffin has become an Indiana classic since its release in 2014. It's described perfectly well on the album's Bandcamp page as one part Adam's Family, one part Rocky Erickson, and one part Leonard Cohen, an intoxicating mixture to be served at midnight in the nightclub of David Lynch's Blue Velvet. Eerie indeed. Let's hear the title track from that album now. It's Sir Deja Doug with Love Coffin.
I wanna love you forever. I wanna take you in a rigid, cold embrace as we come together. I'm in an amorphous state of decay. I want your name on my tombstone. No, I don't wanna go to war. Come lie with me. Come die with me. Come lie with me.
That was Sir Deja Doug with the track Love Coffin, and this next song will be a fun one because it's actually a cover of the song we just heard. Indianapolis band Radar Gold released an EP of two covers from the Love Coffin album on their Bandcamp page earlier this year. Here it is, Radar Gold with Love Coffin. This next song isn't a Halloween song per se, but it's very witchy and a little eerie. Here's Bloomington's Norman Oak with the track Curse. Tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Adam Gross, joined by Charlene Birdsong and Melissa Davis, and we're listening to Halloween-themed songs from Indiana artists. And I'm actually going to put you on the spot, Charlene, and play one of your former band songs. Is that all right?
Ooh, yeah.
So you were in the band The Tsunamis. You were from Bloomington, right?
Yeah, we were from Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh, cool. Not Bloomington, Illinois.
No.
Well, you had a track called Kill, 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 and there's an awesome music video for the song animated by the indie duo Brain Twins, in which some pretty crazy stuff happens. If I remember correctly, there's a drive-in movie that gets psychedelic, then a woman turns into a vampire and bites a guy. Charlene, yeah. I think an animated version of you turns into a vampire in the video.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was my idea.
Oh, wow.
Because we are going to the drive-in a lot. In Shelbyville, Indiana, there's this drive-in called the Skyline Drive-In, and they do a monster movie fest. And one year, the Tsunamis got to play the monster movie fest.
Oh, man.
And they paid us by giving us, like, an unlimited budget at the concession stand.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
So we got pizza and snacks and soda all night.
Yes.
From Skyline Drive-In. Oh, that's so cool. So that inspired the music video where we are actually aliens at the drive-in and we eat our dates and then fly off into space.
I love that. Well, let's listen to the track. This is The Tsunamis with Kill, Kill, Kill.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Charlene Birdsong, here with co-hosts Adam Gross and Melissa Davis, and we're listening to some spooky music for Halloween. So I made a playlist for your Halloween party this year. We'll listen to three creepy tunes from Indiana groups. And first up, we'll listen to another Bloomington band. This is My Baby Worship Satan by Dead Beach.
I saw the books on the table, and that's when I heard the familiar name. My baby worships Satan. My baby worships Satan. My baby worships Satan. My baby worships Satan.
Next up, we have a song from Bloomington, Indiana's Apache Dropout with a tune called Katie Verlaine from their record Bubblegum Graveyard. That was Apache Dropout with Katie Verlaine from their record Bubblegum Graveyard. Our last song on the playlist tonight is from a free jazz group called Crazy Doberman. They have members from Indianapolis and Lafayette. This song is called The Royal Tuning Kit.
Thanks for the Halloween playlist, Charlene. That's super fun. And if you'd like to submit your music to be played on our show, just go to wfyi.org/local-frequency. We have some seasonal songs this evening for our small studio feature and the debut of music from our latest sessions artist, the clarinet guy, Eric Salazar. This is Lost Soul, recorded at WFYI from Eric Salazar on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Thank you.
That was from Eric Salazar, the clarinet guy. You can find that entire small studio session at wfyi.org/small studio. Indy's own electroclash artist Andy D recorded a classic party track at the small studio back in 2016. Let's listen to Hey Tina pick up the phone on Small Studio Signal Boost. Thanks for tuning into this special Halloween edition of Small Studio Signal Boost on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with co-hosts Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit WFYI.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
Yeah, this is another track from Charlene's former band, The Tsunamis. It's a cover of Don't Fear the Reaper. I believe that's you on cowbell, Charlene, the famous Don't Fear the Reaper cowbell.
It is. Yeah, it's real talent right there.